AircheckDownloads.com.
From the Sky News Centre at 10.
Boom Radio.
He's here.
Johnny Walker.
He's on.
A very good morning to you. Great to be here on Boom Radio. Theme tune I played for a long time in the old days. It is, of course, Because They're Young by the one and only Duane Eddy, who steps up with guitar and does this. Well, here we are on a very auspicious day. My apologies to Les Ross fans. I've kind of nicked his slot just for today only, and Les will be back at the regular time. And welcome along to a very special show as we celebrate August the 14th and we look back at that day in 1967. When at this time in the morning, I was on a train from Liverpool Street, London, going to Ipswich. As usual, the steward in the kind of refreshment part of the train. Hello, boys, he'd say, you want your usual breakfast, and he'd pour out a couple of large scotches. He knew us pirates. Years later, I met Duane Eddy and his lovely wife, and he bought me a curry. Just a kind of a thank you for the fact I played that tune so many times over the years, Duane Eddy, and Because They're Young. And there were two Wilsons that figured on August the 14th. One was Harold, the Prime Minister. He was not my favourite guy that day, but I loved this fella as we waited for the midnight hour back in 1967. I've always thought Levi Stubbs, one of the great soul singers of all time. And what a great group. I always remember Paul McCartney coming back from a Beatles trip to America, raving about this record. He said they're playing this all over every New York radio station. And I love it. It's from a group called the Four Tops. And the Beatles did a lot to popularize and make people aware of Motown music. Now, there's a great story about this next guy. I wonder if I should tell you after it. He's somebody I knew in the 60s, reconnected with about 35 years later, and I nicked his girlfriend and got married to her.
I go out most nights.
The gentle and healing sounds of Gordon Haskell, and I played that a lot on the day of 9/11. And it came from Gordon's album, and it seemed to me just a good song for the time to kind of just soothe people and send out some healing vibes. And it started a whole big thing for Gordon, and he got £1 million publishing deal, bought himself a house, bought his mum a house, but unfortunately he did lose his girlfriend, and I've been married to her for 20 years, bless her. Love strings on a pop record, and especially this from the Shirelles. One of my favorite records of all time, the Shirelles on Boom Radio, and Will You Love Me Tomorrow? More music coming up.
Boom Radio, getting to know you.
This is wonderful, Boom Radio, where you're hearing things on Boom Radio.
I always used to call him my Uncle Junior. That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and a track called Shake and Finger Pop. Just going back 55 years ago, Robbie Dale and myself were headed out to the Radio Caroline ship. We had had the most amazing week in London. We went to all sorts of events, including the main one that Caroline put on at a ballroom in Kent, and there was like half a mile queue of people trying to get in. Ronan and Riley had arranged for the whole of the ballroom to be bedecked with flowers. We're talking Summer of Love, 1967 here, and of Procol Harum had been booked about 4 months ago for £30 to play at the show, and they were number one that very week with Wider Shade of Pale. So they were on stage, and then Robbie Dale and I came on, and we just had so much support and so much love from all the Radio Caroline listeners at all the events we went to. And then when we arrived at Ipswich Railway Station, there's a whole bunch of people there, and there was loads of people at Harwich to greet us and wish us well. well for what we were aiming to do, which was defy the government and keep playing music from Caroline after midnight that night. And here's a wonderful record. One of the first duos that I played on Pirate Radio was on Radio England, and played a song called I Am a Rock. And here's a later one from Simon and Garfunkel. One of the greatest records of all time, Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Water. Now, often with my wife, Tiggy, I'm out meeting people, and the beer woman that I'd meet, and she'd say, oh, Johnny, used to listen to you on Radio Caroline. And Tiggy would say, don't tell me, you were under the bedclothes with my husband. And she'd say, yes. I was under the bedclothes with thousands of girls back then, especially at 11 o'clock at night when I played this song. That's a good lullaby record to hear late at night. And I played it every night at 11 o'clock on Radio Caroline. Percy Sledge and Warm and Tender Love. And then I'd stay in the studio and play a few more records. And then about 11:30, we'd have a session of Frinton Flashing, which was much more innocent back then than it sounds now. But the engineer was looking out the porthole once during one of my shows. And he said, there's a car flashing its headlights at us. So I said, if you're in a car flashing your headlights at us, give us three flashes so we could identify the car. And then I said, well, give us two flashes for yes and one flash for no. And then I'd start to find out about them, what their Christian names were, how long they'd been going out together, where they'd been that night. Because back then, the only way to contact the ship was write a letter, which took 3 or 4 days to reach the ship. So here, suddenly, we got instant communication and became known as Frinton Flashing. And I'll tell you a story a bit later on. It was one of my greatest moments of megalomania. But the engineer, bless him, and I do love engineers, they make it all possible. He said, Johnny, I'll create long leads for you for the microphone and for your headphones. You can go out on the deck and do your conversation with people in their cars, which I did. And you could hear we had huge, great big tractor tires hanging along the side of the ship, which protected the ship when the tender used to come alongside. And you could hear the chains rattling, and you could hear the sound of the sea washing against the side of the ship. It's really evocative stuff. So that was a Frinton Flashing. Unfortunately, Frinton was a place where old people, refined people, would go. It was God's waiting room. There was not allowed to have a pub. There was no fish and chip shop. It was terribly posh. And they were not too keen on all these cars turning up and playing Caroline loudly out of their cars. Now, coming up on Boom Radio, we got a song from Stevie Wonder.
We know you love Boom.
Aircheckdownloads.com.